Democratic Alliance has commemorated Women's Day today in Kimberley to really honor the women of 1956. We have also, however, made it clear that there's little to celebrate when so many women are the victims of gender-based violence and femicide in their homes and in their communities. However, this situation is exacerbated by the crisis of DNA backlogs that exist within the South African Police Service. Ultimately, there are over 150,000 DNA backlogs which have not been processed. This means that when DNA samples are not processed, it means that justice is denied for the people who are victims of violent crimes like rape and murder. And so today we handed over a memorandum to the South African Police Service to essentially say that it's high time that we scrap the DNA backlogs so that we can make sure that the victims of violent crimes are not victims re-victimized again, and they see justice being done. The Minister of Police, Peggy Cele, has ultimately failed as a police minister by presiding over the biggest DNA backlog crisis. And we have long called for the president to relieve him of his duties, because it is clear that until he is replaced as the police minister, we will not be able to make any real meaningful change when it comes to gender-based violence and violence in general in South Africa.